unfortunately one of those ones when you try not to think you've got a chance because you might be let down and disappointed, and then sort of the emotion takes over. It was a special, sensational innings. And I've been lucky since I've been coach of this club. I've had some special captains who performances seem to be inspired by the job they do. You know, I started with Grizzly Yards and Ed Joyce, and then we've got a new captain who the job and the stripes seem to inspire him to even greater deeds because he's won that game single-handedly.
67 off the last 19 balls he received. I mean, that's unbelievable.
It was, and I'm sure you said there, over the first 50 runs, he was chinking it everywhere, and we couldn't time a ball as a team. We actually felt we didn't do too badly in the field. We felt that was a great, very, very good wicket and a gettable target, but we made a bit real heavy fist of it, and rightly got stuck, but he hung in there, didn't he? And then suddenly got his timing right, and then the rest was history.
That wonderful innings at Chelmsford last year, was that a better innings, Mark?
I think it was better because of where it came from. You know, the late surge. You know, we were just about dead and buried. 43 off two overs, wasn't it? So, it has to be. I mean, the innings at Chelmsford was a great innings, but just in the context, I think that has to be one step above.
We move on. Championship cricket coming up on Sunday. Game at Warwickshire. What were your thoughts about that? Good win over Warwickshire at Hove a few weeks ago?
Yeah, that's a team that we've done a bit better against in recent times. So the key bit is we've got to go there and be really aggressive and take them on. We know we've, you know, a little bit depleted on the ball in front with the injuries, but we can't use that as an excuse. We've got to go on the front foot and really take them on.
And I wonder, it's been five defeats in the last six Championship games. I wonder whether games like tonight and last week at the Aegeus Bowl sort of helped the morale of the squad as well, Mark?
Yeah, you hope so. Look at all those games. They've been on interesting wickets, and we've been close moments to win all those games. We've come out on the wrong side of them on a few, but as I say, four out of the defeats, we've been a bowler down, which makes it really difficult. In four out of those defeats, we've had a bowler get injured during the match and have to leave the pitch. So that made it a bit hard. But as I say, spirits high. We've had some good wins here. Good win here, a good weekend last weekend. You've got to take that confidence and momentum. We hope for a good wicket and we hope to play well.
Final question. I know it's a boring one, but where are we with injuries, Mark? Is there anyone, you know, are you changing things around at all? Anyone likely to be fit for Edgbaston?
Look, they're all long-term, so there's nobody close. As I say, we don't think Shahzad will play this summer.
Really?
I don't think so. We might do, but I'm not so sure. Jimmy is nowhere near. Hatchie's playing as a batter in the league, so at least that's some progress, but he's nowhere near to playing in a match as a bowler. Who's the other one? Obviously, T can't play, and Tamal can't play red ball at the moment. Chris Jordan's out 4 to 6 weeks, so they're not imminent, are they? So this, you know, with Steve McGough and Hobsey and Mags, there are three seamers. Lids is in the wings if we need somebody.
And in terms of Shahzad, that's a bit of a shock, Mark, because it was a pectoral. Is it more than that? Is it?
No, it's what it is. It's his pec. He felt discomfort, a little bit discomfort before the game of the knots, the Oundle game, but it was in a completely different area, and the feel, it was a bit more stiffness, but obviously it was an extension of the injury, but in a slightly different place.
And spinning options, George Dockrell played in the game at Arundel.
Yeah, look, we've got options on that front, and we'll, as I say, we'll have a look at the wicket.